Our reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 23. Hear these words from Paul. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, may your words be spoken and heard today, and please just lift all else away. Amen. Once upon a time, many long years ago, I had a job, a real job, a job like yours, where the boss is sometimes grumpy, where deadlines get moved up, or where all the requirements change, but the deadline stays exactly the same. I worked Monday through Friday, sometimes more. I drove in the traffic. I ate lunch with the crowds. My schedule was set for me. One of the things I still remember about my days in the work world were that often on Sunday afternoons, a dark cloud would appear in my mind and follow me all through the rest of the day. The dark cloud tempered my few remaining hours of freedom. I called that my Monday morning cloud of doom. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's still the weekend. I'm still on my time. But looming out in the not-so-distant future is Monday morning, 7 a.m., work time. And even though I liked my work, just sometimes, the thought of going back, whew. You ever felt like that? You think Michael ever feels like that? Never mind. We don't want to know. Is our ministry work? Is your work ministry? Is there this line in your life separating your work and your ministry? I wonder, you know, I see my husband get up every morning and leave for work. He comes home every night. Sometimes he'd leave in the evenings to go back to a church meeting, a choir practice. The leaving is the same. At least it's the same to me, whether he's going to church. It looks the same. So I wonder, are church meetings work? Is his choir practice work? You know, choirs like work. You got to be there on a certain day, on a certain time. You got a boss. She's not really very grumpy, but you've got this choir boss. You've got these other choir singers. Some of them are great. Some of them, you know, it's just like work. But then choir also is like ministry. They're these beautiful voices that sing in praise of our Lord. The choir worships when they sing. The praise team does. And our hearts are touched. Life changing seeds are planted in people's hearts as the gospel is preached through song. So choir is work, but choir is also ministry. Some nights, though, after supper and the kids are in bed, Wayne doesn't leave anywhere. He stays home and works some more. When he was the church treasurer, he might be writing checks for the church. Now sometimes he's writing a report for his day job. Which one is work? Which one is ministry? To me, they look just the same. He's sitting in front of the computer either way. To me, they're indiscernible. Sometimes I think they are to Wayne, too. Look at your own life. All the things that you do, all the activities you have, which ones are work and which ones are ministry? A couple years ago, I had the privilege of going on a retreat at the Benedictine Sisters Sacred Heart Monastery. Yes, I went to a monastery in Cullman, Alabama. It's a great privilege anytime you schedule time to just leave your day job, leave your home stuff, and go and spend time with God. Greater still is the privilege of being at this particular retreat center. 200 acres of rolling hills, stately old buildings, a lake, gardens and flowers everywhere. It was beautiful. Your eyes couldn't find a place to rest without beholding something lovingly planted and tended. But the greatest privilege for me for that weekend was being invited by the sisters to share in some of their daily activities. The group I was with was one of only two that the sisters invite to share Friday night dinner with them. Friday night's like family night at the convent, and they don't let just anybody come in there. So that was nice. And our group was one of the ones that got to join them for morning lauds and evening vespers, where we sang psalms together, read scriptures, heard homilies, and prayed. During the retreat, I met Sister Kathleen, who lives alone, a hermit, tending the grounds of the retreat center. Every blooming flower, every weed-free flower bed, every trimmed shrub and newly planted tree she has touched, she alone. You see, gardening is her work. Gardening is her ministry. I met Sister Florence, who was old and stooped, and sat with her at supper Friday night. Sister Florence was one of the few sisters who still wore those black habits and head coverings. She looked pretty good in black, I must say. And you might have missed it if you hadn't been listening carefully, but that Friday night I heard that earlier in the day, the sisters had buried one of their own, a Sister Lucy, who had died after a long battle from cancer. That Saturday morning, I was out walking early, visiting the stations of the cross that led down to the cemetery. And on the path that morning, I met Sister Florence again, noticed her red nose, that telltale sign of someone who'd been crying. When I reached the cemetery, I could still see Sister Florence's tracks in the dew-covered grass. She had been to visit her friend's fresh, raw grave to pray. You see, prayer is a nun's work. Prayer is a nun's ministry. I met Sister Eileen, a medical doctor who runs a clinic for the poor in Ava, Alabama. Medicine is Sister Eileen's work. Medicine is Sister Eileen's ministry. I met a sister who dances, liturgical dance. I met an artist, a lawyer. I met a woman who organizes the worship books every day so that visitors like me can follow along during lauds. In every case, it seemed, the sisters' work and their ministry were wed. They were one and the same. Is that true for us? Can it be true for us? Those of us who work at Boeing or the Arsenal or at Cass or Dynetics or at the schools? Of all the sisters I met that weekend, my favorite was Sister Eleanor. She was getting on up there. She had an arthritic hip. She walked with a limp. She led an opening session where she told us about the history of the Benedictine sisters in Cullman. They came first as teachers to the German-speaking immigrants there in the Cullman area. I like Sister Eleanor. She was kind of goofy. She was hilarious. So when I read that the director of the conference center was Sister Eleanor, I was astounded. When I learned that she was the resident computer guru, blue hair and all, I was shocked. She reminded me of Edith Bunker. And yet here she was, this extremely talented, gifted, busy, and important woman. So, on Friday night, when I saw Sister Eleanor scooping ice cream for us folks on retreat, I thought, what a waste. What a waste of all her vast talents. Let somebody else scoop the ice cream. Any doofus can do that. Cut her free to do those things that only she can do. That's what I was thinking when Sister Eleanor's eyes and mine met over that warm bowl of peach cobbler that she had just topped with cold vanilla ice cream. And when our eyes met, I realized that I had committed a terrible heresy of thought. Because in Sister Eleanor's smile, her spirit, her countenance, in the light that shone from her eyes, I realized that Sister Eleanor wasn't dishing up my ice cream. At that moment, she was dishing up ice cream for Jesus. In serving me, she was serving Him. Her work, even simple work, had become holy and sacred because she saw her work as her ministry. Jesus said, "I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." You see, Jesus made it so easy for us to be in ministry, to serve in His name. And you don't have to preach sermons for your work to be holy. You don't have to teach in Sunday school or build a school in Africa. Your work can be as simple as giving a cold drink to someone, or visiting them, or scooping their ice cream. And your reach doesn't have to be very far. In a very real sense, I am feeding the hungry when I cook for my family. I am clothing the naked when I do their laundry. You see how radical this is? The secular and the sacred are not separate. Jesus never meant them to be. In serving one another, our work and our ministry become one, holy and sacred, for in serving one another, we are serving Jesus. And that, my friends, will drive those dark, gloomy Monday clouds away. This weekend, this holiday weekend, most of us get a day off from our labors. Most of us get a holiday, and we're glad to have it. Do we really need to be that glad, though? If we, like Sister Eleanor, can recognize that work is sacred, a ministry to the Lord, even if you're dishing up ice cream. Amen. We are now going to receive communion. Would our servers please come up? I remind you that in this church, communion is open to everyone. You do not need to be a member of this church or of any church anywhere. This is the Lord's table, and He invites you to come and taste, come and see, come and experience anew this great work that He has done on our behalf. Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, we come to this table grateful of Your work that brings us peace and forgiveness and redemption. We come to this table acknowledging our need of that. And we come to this table seeking the power and the strength to live as Your people in this world. Be present with us in these elements, we pray. Amen. This is the body and blood of Christ, broken and shed for you. Eat and drink with great joy, rejoicing at His work on our behalf. The body and blood of Christ, broken and shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Would you come, please, by the center? So the bottom line is, you are in ministry. Did you know that? I pray this week you know, as you go, the joy of being in ministry for the Lord. And if serving in your home, and if serving in your business, and if serving in your church isn't enough, Mr. Ted Bullock is here. And he can put you to work at the Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville. If you'd like to see Ted, he can help you be in ministry. Go now in God's love and God's strength and God's power. Go and serve others as you serve Him. Amen.